When C.J. Stroud beat a blitz in Monday's practice, the ball went to Nico Collins. And when John Harris on the team site picked Stroud's best throw of the day, a fastball delivered after stepping up in the pocket, that catch belonged to Collins too. Two notes from one practice, both pointing the same familiar direction. That was the week for Collins. He sat Thursday's preseason opener along with the rest of the starters, went unmentioned in the game coverage, and did his work where the starters did theirs. The June preview's core read, Collins is the settled part of Houston's offense. Three straight seasons as the clear number one target, 1,117 yards and a 24% target share last year on an offense that was frequently bad around him, to the point that backup Davis Mills threw him a touchdown during Stroud's absence. We said the targets were the stickiest thing in the profile, and there was nothing flukish to give back, so the variables were all external. Stroud's health, and whether the new Nick Caley scheme actually works. Collins was solved. The situation was the question. 1 week of camp cannot answer the situation question, but it can show the shape of the new offense forming, and the shape has Collins as the first read when the protection breaks down and the destination when Stroud is at his best. That is the alpha usage the June read called the most trustworthy thing in Houston, now visible in the first camp evidence the new scheme has produced. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. A small sample, but every data point that exists this week has the offense running through Collins exactly as described. Next week, Houston joint practices with the Raiders on Tuesday, the first time the starters face someone else, then plays preseason week two. Watch whether Collins keeps drawing Stroud's first look against an unfamiliar defense, and any reporting on how the Caley install is settling, because the scheme was always the open variable. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.